Hey everyone, I'm Pastor Burns, and this is Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. Today we're learning how we can be confident in the shadow of death. Though we live every day with the threat of death, there are two truths that sustain David to a life of victory. It's our Timeless Truth today, and it's coming up next.
See, our heart is not pure by default.
Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand who He is.
If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away backward.
And they that come to God must believe that He is. He is the Creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus."
Last week, Pastor Burns was sharing with us a wonderful timeless truth from the Word of God. Our time ran out, so we're going to jump in where we left off. Grab your Bible, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's learn from the Word of God this morning. Pastor, take it away.
It's called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. It's interesting that David first came to popularity in the valley where he faced off against Goliath. By definition, a valley is located between two hills. And this psalm highlights some high points in David's life. In fact, the beginning of the psalm where he claims the Lord as his shepherd and the ending of the psalm where he will abide in the house of the Lord forever. And yet in between here is the valley. Between blessings here and glory beyond runs the valley of the shadow of death. As a shepherd in the rugged terrain of Judah, David understood the dangers to the sheep in the valley. George Adams Smith, an experienced traveler and geographer of the Holy Land, wrote that on the boundless eastern pastures, so different from the narrow meadows and the diked hillsides with which we are familiar, the shepherd is indispensable. I do not remember ever to have seen in the east a flock of sheep without the shepherd. In such a landscape of Judea, where a day's pasture is thinly scattered over an unfenced tract of country covered with the elusive pass, still frequented by wild beasts and rolling off into the desert, the man and his character are indispensable. At these times, the skill and the care of a shepherd is absolutely vital. The shadow of death appears 20 times in the New Testament, and it speaks of the darkest valley. But what makes this valley so difficult? It's the threat of death that's always present as we travel through life's way. From our birth until our end, there is always the threat of death. The shadow of death follows us every day and every moment. Isaiah 9, verse 2 says, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light," speaking of the Messiah, the Savior. "They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." Now notice the words of Paul in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 9, "But we have had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God that raised the dead." Paul's pathway was filled constantly with the threat of death. Let's think about the danger of death. You know, sometimes death comes very close to us. Maybe It was the death of a loved one that caught you by surprise, that placed a shadow over your pathway. Maybe it's an issue that's connected with your health or your well-being. As we walk in this valley, death is always a threat. It's always present. But why? Why is death present in this valley? Well, it all really comes down to the condition of the human heart. Think about not only the danger of death, but the development of death. In Hebrews 2, the writer gives us reasons why Christ had to die on the cross. First of all, his identification with humanity. This is seen in Hebrews 2, verses 10 to 13. It became him, the Bible says, that he became the captain of our salvation. He was perfect through his suffering. And as a man, Jesus suffered and even tasted death. But not only his identification with humanity, but also to become our high priest. In verse 16, verse 18, he was made like his brethren so that he could be a faithful and merciful high priest. And so he suffered and died.
We're going to sing that.
Jesus understands the shadow of death. He is indeed a compassionate Savior who can relate to us. But the Bible also says in the book of Hebrews that Jesus died to destroy the power and fear of death. It says in verse 14 in the second chapter of the book of Hebrews, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Where did death come from? Death was introduced by Satan. That's why the Bible says that Satan had the power of death. It was Satan that deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden, and Eve gave that fruit to Adam, and Adam chose to sin against God, and sin always brings death. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Death passed upon all men, and the reign of sin brings death. Romans chapter 5, verse 21, the Bible says that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so my grace reigned through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Death brings fear, and fear brings bondage. As sinners, we are minus God in our life. Minus God in our life means minus God in our death, and ultimately, it means minus God in our eternity. But that's why Jesus came. Jesus came to put an end to the work of the devil, that through his grace, adding himself back into our life, death and eternity. We see not only in this scripture the fact that there's the development of death and there's the danger of death, but notice if we could, the deliverance over death. You see, Jesus came, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus came to deliver us, not only from sin, which gives death its sting, but deliverance from the fear of death and to give us hope for the future. A shepherd to lead us through the very shadow of death. Notice 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Death has no more sting because Jesus has taken the stinger, and he has overcome sin by paying our sin debt. We can be forgiven. We can be a child of God. Death comes in between us and our happiness, and death stalks us constantly. And the prospect of experiencing its effects is terrifying. And yet there is hope. You see, our Savior abolished death and brought immortality to light through the gospel. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. It is the light of the resurrection that makes death a mere shadow. The shadow of a sword cannot harm us. The shadow of death cannot destroy us. And so we notice this valley. But I want us to notice, secondly, if we could, not only the valley, but we notice the victory. The Bible says in verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Now, David is thinking about walking that valley.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Even if it's just a word of encouragement, you'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
"That he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father." What a blessing to know that we have a shepherd that sits on the right hand of God the Father, and that we are in Christ. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our sins are washed away. We are right with God because of Christ's work. And we have no worry to fear evil. The Bible says that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In the darkest moment of our lives, we notice God's peace, and our sins are atoned for. Our sins are washed away. But not only do we notice the fact that we have peace, but also we notice we have his presence. David said, "I will fear no evil because thou art with me." We do not walk this valley alone. The Bible says in Isaiah 43 verse 1, "But now thus saith the Lord that createth thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." He is with us. And this is what it means to be saved. This is what it means to be born again. This is what it means to be a Christian, is that the shepherd is with us. In Mark chapter 4, it speaks of Jesus with his disciples in the storm. And he had sent away the multitude, and there were other ships as well. In verse 36, the Bible says there were other little ships upon the Sea of Galilee. But the same storm came upon the disciples as it did the other little ships. Same shadow. But what made the difference? Jesus was aboard the disciples' ship. And he's with you today. If you're a Christian, if you know Jesus as your Savior, then he is with you. And though this great fearful experience overshadows us, his loving arms encircle us. His grace embraces us. And his presence reminds us that he is always there to help us in times of need. When I was younger, I had slipped and fell. I slipped and fell on a piece of glass carrying a stone. And that stone, you know, it fell down on my wrist, and that glass made significant damage. I still have that scar today. And I remember as a young man being so fearful to get stitches. I was just a boy, and I remember sitting in the doctor's office, and I was terrified. I'd say, I remember telling my dad, don't let them give me stitches. Don't let them give me stitches. And he left, talked to the doctor, came back and said, boy, you're getting stitches. I remember being so afraid. And yet I remember my dad saying to me, and I'll never forget this. My dad's in heaven now. But I remember my dad saying this to me, don't worry, boy, I'll be with you. And somehow that just made it better. And this is what the shepherd is saying to us today. He's saying, yeah, there's a shadow of death that you're living in. And there's troubles that come, and there's tribulations that come, and there's difficulties that come. As we walk down this pathway of life, you're on the right path as you follow the shepherd. And the shepherd is leading us, and he's feeding us, and he's there to direct us. But as we come to this point in our life where the shadow of death covers us, David said, I don't have to be afraid. Evil cannot harm me. I am in the hand of the shepherd, and he is with me. What a great thought. He's with me. He's with me. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. And my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Paul was all alone. No one called him. No one sent him an email and said, we're praying for you, Paul. No one sent him a note and said, I'm thinking about you. Paul says, I was all alone. And yet in verse 17, he says, notwithstanding, I love this, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. God stood with me. What a blessing to know that the Lord is with his children. Philip Keller, in his book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, maybe you've heard of it. He said this in Psalm 23, about Psalm 23, verse 4. He said, there are going to be some valleys in life for all of us. The good shepherd himself assures that in this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The basic question is not whether we will have many or few valleys. It is not whether these valleys are dark or merely dim with shadows. The question is, how do we react to them? How do I go through them? How do I cope with the calamities that come my way? With Christ, I face them calmly. With his gracious spirit to guide me, I can face them fearlessly. You see, we have victory in him. And so we find the valley, the danger of death, the development of death, the deliverance over death. And we see the victory in Jesus. We have peace. We have his presence. But notice, if we could, thirdly, the vigilance. The Bible says this in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This is the vigilance of the shepherd. The sheep are journeying through life, and the shepherd is leading them, and the shepherd is guiding them. The sheep are in the shepherd's care, and the sheep are in the shepherd's watchfulness the whole way. Even in the darkest moments, We don't have to fear evil because the shepherd is with us. Even when David couldn't see the hand of God, he trusted the heart of God. Job said in verse 3 of Job 23, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat." There was a time where Job didn't know where God was. He didn't understand the voyage. He didn't understand the trouble that he was experiencing in his life. He didn't understand the timing, but that's okay. Because he also said, "But he knoweth the way that I take." You see, in order to be safe, it's not as much as the sheep knowing where the shepherd is. But what's important is that the shepherd know where the sheep are. And David understood that the shepherd was watching over his sheep. Jesus, our shepherd, with his staff in his hand, he's guiding and protecting and watching over his sheep. Now, the staff was used to rescue lost sheep stuck in a hole or on a cliff. The rod was used to fight away the enemy. Both the rod and the staff are tools of the shepherd. David found great comfort that God was with him. Even in the darkest moment of his life, he found comfort with the shepherd leading him. There was always a present protection. Moses took that staff and thrust it into the Red Sea, and the waters opened up. The children of Israel walked across on dry land, and one day we'll cross that sea. We'll reach the other side, led by the good shepherd with staff and rod in his hand. He will lead us the whole way, bringing us to the glorious presence of Almighty God. "The Lord is my shepherd," says David. "He leads me. Even in the shadow of death, God is there. And he's protecting me all the way until I reach the other side." As we come to an end to another message, it brings us to a place of decision. How are we going to respond to the Word of God today? If you're not sure that you'd go to heaven to be with God when this life is over, then I want to invite you to know what the Bible says. The Bible teaches us that all of us are sinners. We have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. That verse means that no matter how hard we try, we cannot save ourselves based on our own merits. It's not about being a part of a church denomination or being a good person. The Bible teaches us that we have come short of God's glory. You see, that's why Jesus came, and that's why he died on the cross. He died to give us eternal life so that we could have a home in heaven with him. And if you believe the gospel today, if you believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe today that you're a sinner and that you're separated from God and there's nothing that you can do to save yourself, but you accept the fact that Jesus died for you and as you, would you call out to him to save you? The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You could pray a simple prayer like this: "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I know that I'm separated from you. I believe your gospel. I believe that you died for me. Would you save me? Would you wash my sins away? Would you make me your child?" Now, it's not the words in the prayer, but it's the hard decision behind the prayer. And if you prayed a prayer like that and you mean it from your heart, then the Bible teaches us that you're a Christian, you're a child of God, and you have a home in heaven promised for you. We'd love to hear about your decision. Would you go to timelesstruthsradio.com? Just click on that Contact Us button. And would you just send us an email and tell us that you've trusted Christ as your Savior? We'd love to pray for you and with you. And we'll even send you some resources to help you in your newfound faith. Christian, the Bible teaches us that when we hear his word, we also have to make a decision. Will you trust in what the Bible says today? Will you rest in the care of the shepherd for your life. I hope that you'll make good decisions today as you trust the Lord in your life today and tomorrow. God bless you. Again, thank you so much for joining us for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Burns, and this ministry is brought to you by Kitchener Baptist Church and supporters just like you. God bless, and we hope that you'll join us next week on Timeless Truths.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.